Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on a process that is called reference. Reference is sometimes referred to as appraisal in some homeowner insurance policies. Before I begin discussing reference, I would like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 27 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. This office only represents homeowners and property owners. We do not represent insurance companies. If, as a result of the inspection and evaluation of damage by the insurance company, you and the insurance company cannot agree on the amount of damage, you, as the homeowner, have certain rights and obligations under the insurance policy. One of those rights and obligations is the right to a reference hearing to determine the amount of damage. A reference hearing is a semi-formal hearing that generally takes place in a conference room, allowing both the homeowner and the insurance company to present their evaluation of the damage to a panel of three disinterested persons who will make a decision as to the actual cash value of the damage. The reference procedure is provided for by the standard Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy, and it is also provided for under Massachusetts General Law, Chapter 175, Section 99, and subsequent sections including 100A through 100H. As this segment is only an introduction to the reference proceeding, I will not cover each of these sections in detail. The Massachusetts homeowner insurance policy provides that in matters involving property insurance, where the issue is concerning the amount of damage, the insured or homeowner is required to attempt to resolve the issue of damages through a reference hearing prior to initiating litigation. The reference procedure involves the insurance company selecting one representative to sit on a three-person panel. The insured policyholder also selects a person to sit on this panel. The two selected individuals then select a third person to complete the three-person panel. This third person is sometimes referred to as being the umpire. At the reference hearing, both the insurance company and insured present their opinions, documents, and experts to this three-person panel. Based on this information, the three-person panel makes a decision concerning the amount of damages. During the hearing, you, as the homeowner, have the right to testify as to the extent of the damage and what the prior condition of the property was before you suffered a loss. Also, during the hearing, you, as the homeowner, have the right to introduce documents and records concerning the damage and the proposed repairs. You, as the homeowner, also have the right to introduce and present witnesses to testify as to the cost of the repair. These witnesses can be contractors or experts that you choose to hire. These witnesses may also include any public insurance adjuster you may have hired or retained. Generally speaking, although there are exceptions, the expense or cost of reference is typically shared between the insurance company and the insured. Typically, each party pays for their own representative and half of the cost of the third referee or the umpire. As the homeowner, you should consider budgeting $1,800 to $3,500 per day for the reference hearing depending upon the complexity of the damage and the amounts that are in dispute, along with the number of witnesses or experts that may be required to testify. Most references can take 1 to 2 days, depending upon the complexity of the damage and the amounts that are in dispute. At the conclusion of the reference hearing, the 3-person panel will render a decision as to the amount of damage. The decision does not have to be unanimous. The decision only needs to be agreed upon by at least 2/3 of the panel. The decision of the panel is binding on all parties in the event that a lawsuit is subsequently filed. Because of the cost and expense of a reference hearing, the homeowner is generally faced with a somewhat of a difficult decision as to whether to spend the money for a reference hearing or to accept the insurance company's last and best offer. In making this decision, you, the homeowner, need to weigh the cost and expense of a reference hearing against what you may gain in that hearing. As a general rule of thumb, if the difference between you and the insurance company as to the amount of damage that is in dispute is less than $15,000, the cost of reference may not be justified. But again, this is a decision that you, the homeowner, need to make. If you have suffered a loss and are having difficulty with your insurance company, or you are considering a reference hearing pursuant to the reference process, please feel free to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley to discuss your loss in your specific homeowner policy. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.homeownerclaims.com. The information contained in this segment should not be considered to be legal advice. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this segment and remind you that this informational segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules. Any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, I thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.